From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. I'm Wallace Watkins. It's a Saturday afternoon in North Baton Rouge. While cars drive down busy Evangeline Street, there are none to be seen on these two blocks in the Brookstown neighborhood. Instead, kids are in the street, running, playing basketball, and jumping rope.
So we're here in Brookstown. We're on Broadway Street, where we've closed down two blocks to traffic to let kids play in the street.
Dr. Stephanie Broyles is an assistant professor at Pennington Biomedical. She helped bring Play Streets to Baton Rouge, a program designed to create more space outside for kids to be active. Tara is one of the neighborhood kids.
We've been doing the balance beam and the hurdles and basketball and hula hoop.
With half of Louisiana's children overweight or obese, says Broyles, you have to remove those obstacles that keep them from getting physical activity.
Parents are worried about letting their kids be outside unsupervised. They're worried about, you know, people driving too fast down the streets. They're worried about kind of the stranger danger.
Marcia Pete lives in the neighborhood. Everyone there calls her Miss Renee. She says it's hard for the kids in Brookstown to find a place to run around and be active.
They pretty much don't have no place to go. We had a park back then. They closed park up and they didn't fix it back.
Brookstown is considered a play desert, says Diane Drake, Assistant Director of Evaluation and Partner Development for BREC.
A play desert is a community that either does not have or lacks sufficient playground activities. They may have playgrounds, but they may be old and dilapidated, and it also may be unsafe.
Dr. Robert Newton, Assistant Professor at Pennington, says that's why they chose Brookstown.
Parks are not as plentiful. Safe parks are not as plentiful. Safe environments are not as plentiful. So if we can change some of that so we can make the environment safer, we're hoping that the children will come out and play more.
For the next two Saturdays, Play Streets will be back in Brookstown, turning the street into a playground once again. Pennington is hoping to create a blueprint for the event that will make it easy for other neighborhoods to do the same. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.